الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عملي يبلغني ويقربني إلى حبك وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Alhamdulillah, with the fazl, karam and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find ourselves on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, and we are just one Jumu'ah away from the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. On the last Jumu'ah before Ramadan Sharif, Sahaba-e-Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala ni majma'in, used to be very excited, be very, very happy that now the month of Ramadan Sharif is coming. There used to be a type of an excitement in the air. Everybody was looking forward to it. So we ask ourselves that really deep down in me, how am I anticipating the Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif? Am I really looking forward to it? Am I considering it something, wana'uzu billah, burdensome? Am I considering it such that, I don't know how I'm going to juggle my time and, you know, get home in time and how I'm going to manage from Sehri full the whole day? Are those things plaguing my mind? Or is it that I'm just excited? I'm just excited that this is the Mubarak month. And may Allah Ta'ala give me life to witness it and witness many more. And may Allah Ta'ala make this Ramadan Sharif the best Ramadan Sharif of my life thus far. So, if we are not feeling that way, that real excitement, happiness, looking forward to something, if we're not feeling that way, if it's just like another ordinary month, or as I said, if it is, wana'uzu billah, we're feeling it now, going to be something burdensome and tiring and difficult. Or if a person, worse, is involved in certain gunas, and now he's thinking that now I'm going to have to put a brake on my gunas, and that's going to take away my enjoyment. So if we are thinking in those lines, then the reason we would think in those lines is there is an ingredient missing in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that ingredient is called love. Love. A person, when he has love, then it is like a person who cannot drink tea without sugar. Now give him a cup of tea with no sugar. It's very difficult for it to go down. But now you just put sugar in that tea, and now he's enjoying it. He's enjoying it. The same cup of tea, he's now enjoying it. So when the ingredient of love is missing, it's absent, or it may be there, but not to the desired level, then we will think in that manner. But if Allah Ta'ala blesses us with love for Allah Ta'ala, love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to some degree, Buzrugan-e-Deen used to make dua, that Ya Allah, bless us at least with a small portion of the love that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once that love comes in, now making amal on the commands of Allah Ta'ala, practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it doesn't only become easy, but rather it becomes enjoyable, because there's love. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Daun Barakatuh, he recites one couplet. He says, "Wo gul gul nahi, jisme bu na ho. Wo dil dil nahi, jisme tu na ho." He says that rose, that flower, if it doesn't have fragrance, then it's not really a flower. That you get these imitation flowers, it looks the part. It looks the part. But you can water it with zamzam also. It doesn't grow. I'm not saying you must water plants with zamzam. You got extra zamzam, send it our way. We rather drink it. But a person can water that plant how much he wants to water it, care for it how much he wants to care for it, but it won't grow. It won't cause more of those plants to grow from the ground also, because it's a fake, it's imitation, and it has no fragrance. Sometimes it even looks better than the real one, because the person who's making the fake, he will make it like the best you can find of that species of plant. So it may even look better than the ones you got in your garden. But that's just about it. It's just about the looks. It has no fragrance and of no real faida whatsoever. But when you have a flower that is real, it's a real flower. Now that flower, you put any water, that thing will grow. It may even allow for more of those things to grow. It may even give you seeds, and it gives off a wonderful fragrance also. So when, as a mu'min, as a believer, when I don't have love for Allah Ta'ala in my heart, and I don't have love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my heart, then I'm like that imitation flower. But when the love for Allah Ta'ala and the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, then I'm like a real fragrant rose. There's an incident that had taken place in the time of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You may have read it also in your history. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were waging jihad against the Jews. And the Jewish people, they had taken refuge in the forts of Khaybar. So those forts were very difficult to penetrate. So eventually, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an announcement that I am going to give this flag tomorrow to a person whom he loves Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. And on his hands, Allah Ta'ala will grant victory. So the narrators of the hadith, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they mention that normally we never wanted leadership. We never wanted to be appointed as an amir, as a leader of anything. Because with leadership comes responsibility. But on this occasion, many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were desirous of the leadership. Not because of leadership, but because there was a certificate here from none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the person who is going to be given the flag, he loves Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Now to get that kind of a certificate. So, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Next day they gathered now. Who is going to receive this? And some of them even made themselves appear taller. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must see me. Kash, I'll receive it, you know. Maybe I'll get it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees me, he may call me and give it to me. But when Allah Ta'ala wants to bless somebody with something, then that is Allah Ta'ala's distribution. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu? So they said, no, he's not well. He's got some eye infection. He's not feeling well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, call him. Bring him to me. And then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied some of his Mubarak saliva on the eye of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. And immediately the eye was cured to such a degree, like as if to say there was no ailment. One is when we are recovering from some bimari, some sickness or something, so it takes some time to get back to, sometimes you don't ever recover fully. But here, Ali radiallahu anhu, immediately his eye came right, as if to say there was no infection at all. So the incident, ulama will explain it to you, not my intention to go into all the details, but Allah Ta'ala granted Ali radiallahu anhu victory. But the point here is that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were so desirous because they wanted to be from those who are known as the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, the lovers of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be loved. By Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a Sahabi. He used to prepare Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wuzu water, istinja water. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up, so now he'd have the water ready, have the miswak ready, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to require to get ready for tahajjud salah. So one day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, he said, ask. In other words, do you have any wish? Ask. Now imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? And the Sahabi was a person, he had nothing. He was from the Suffa. So he had no wealth, he had no home, no family there in Madinah Munawwara, nothing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that, see, ask, what do you desire? So he says to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spontaneously, he didn't have to even think. He says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I want your companionship in Jannah. He is in need of so many things in this world. But I must reflect, you must reflect. We have so many things of the world. Right? Yet, we will compromise our salah in Ramadan Sharif. I'm talking about Faraz Salah. We'll compromise our Tilawat. We'll compromise our Taraweeh. Those are the things that are going to get us Allah Ta'ala's love, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love. Right? But we are prepared to compromise those things to acquire a little bit more of the world, which if we never had it, is not really going to harm us. It won't really harm us. So this sahabi, immediately he tells Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, no, I want your companionship in Jannah. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, okay, anything else? Now one is on the first, he said that I want your companionship. Now that's in the bag now, it's sorted out. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him anything else. So now obviously we're going to think now, I mean, I also need a job. I also need a motor car, well, that time it was a camel. I also need a home. I also need some decent clothing. He replies, poor Allah. That's it. I don't want anything else. That's it. True love, the focus was only Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, a person, one is you get a person that's packing clothing. He's a worker. He's packing clothing in a clothing store. And you get another person who just bought the very same clothing that this person is packing. This person just bought all the favorite clothing that he wanted. And he's packing it in his cupboard. What's the mindset of the two? Both are doing the same thing. One person is looking at the clock when he's chaye. Is it not tea time? The boss not looking, all right, let me just have a small break. And the other person, he doesn't want this moment to come to an end. He's putting it, 1 minute he's checking how he's looking on him. Then he's putting in the cupboard. No, this one must go in that cupboard, must be folded like this. How he's enjoying it. The first one is just doing a job. The other one, he is handling what he enjoys. Allah, if Allah Ta'ala just blesses us, that we begin to enjoy our deen. We begin to enjoy this relationship with Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we'll get a little glimpse of how come they could stand in salah till their feet swelled. How come Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could stand in salah? Ma'isha radiallahu anha is telling him, but Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you, everything is maaf. Why are you doing this to yourself? Should I not be a grateful servant? Allah has done so much for me, should I not be a grateful servant? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when we read, faraz, we're not even talking about faraz. When it came to their nawafil, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to caution them, by take it easy. Just have moderation. You don't have to do so much. Take it easy. And when it comes to us, when it comes to our faraz, we are being told, by you go to Jahannam. If you don't read your namaz, Jahannam is there. If you involve yourself in this haram, Jahannam is there. Illicit relationships, Jahannam is there. But still we just, I don't know if it's the same situation here, right? But here you are on the highway, maybe a lot of outsiders and all that, right? But most of the places we go, we look at the masjid at the time of Jumu'ah, right? And how full it is, that you will say that, hey, the masjid is built too small. We should have made a bigger masjid. We should have made it more toilets, more wuzu khana, more parking lot. The very same masjid, you come at the time of Fajr, you say, hey, they made fuzul kharchi. It is wasted money. What, they're so small community. Why do you mean such a big masjid? The masjid needs to be the same. Just as Jumu'ah is for us, other namazes are also for us. So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us so many du'as to beg Allah Ta'ala for His love. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We beg Allah for His love and for the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then show Allah Ta'ala that we want it with our actions. And take the name of Allah Ta'ala. Take the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read Quran Sharif. And once Allah Ta'ala puts that love, then nothing of this dunya is sweet like that love. Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you, bless the entire ummah. Para nosotros.